This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In the never-ending quest to improve transportation in Michigan, here's a question to ask. How do you get from Detroit to Grand Rapids, the two largest metropolitan areas in the state, with the state capitol parked right in the middle, might I add? Well, the only answer you get is highway. There is no passenger rail line connecting Grand Rapids, Lansing, and Detroit. That has caught the attention of MDOT, which will undertake a study on the viability of a passenger rail line to link those three major Michigan cities. It's all step one in making this rail line a reality. Dan Somerville joins us now. Dan is with the Michigan Environmental Council. Let's just play pretend for a moment and pretend there is a way for someone to take the train from Grand Rapids to Detroit or Lansing. How important would this be for transportation in our state?
So one thing that is very important is within this rail corridor, looking at where potential rail stations would be, there's over a dozen colleges and universities that are within walking distance of these potential station sites. That's huge for students. A lot of university campuses require students to not have cars on campus.
You're right.
A lot of students, let's be frank, just can't afford a car. So that's wonderful to be able to access our two biggest cities in the state, to access our state capital, to get from campus to campus.
And realizing then that there is certainly a market for this, because parents would love a way to get the kids home. They want to come home, especially that first year when they don't have a car is probably the most when they do want to get home.
Certainly.
Is it enough to support what would cost the cost of putting this all together, do you think?
Well, that is a part of what the study is going to look at. This first study is going to focus on what is the ridership demand in the corridor. So right now, some of the things that point to that being viable is that if you look at our three current rail services in Michigan, the most active stations on each rail line are in this corridor. That's the Grand Rapids Station, East Lansing, and Ann Arbor.
None of which are connected.
Exactly, yeah.
So that says something. And I know those all ultimately wind up to Chicago. So again, that would be able to connect, add to that overall connection. So especially as the Michigan Environmental Council, you have a close eye on what would be the advantages and the challenges for the environment. So tell us what you see as the advantages of having this.
Certainly. So the biggest thing that comes up when we're talking in terms of the environmental benefit is the carbon emissions per person when you're in a train car is less versus driving your own individual vehicle. And right now, that's predominantly how people travel between Grand Rapids and Lansing, between Detroit and Holland. You can't get from coast to coast in Michigan without taking a car or a bus, and those are higher emission modes of transportation than taking the train.
So the study that MDOT's going to do, Dan, will look at first at what's the market demand. Then what? What do they look at then?
So they're going to examine things like current origin and destination patterns in the corridor. Where are people living? Where are people traveling to? It's also going to look at population densities. It's going to take a look at what are the current traffic patterns in the highway corridor. That's a good comparison for what would be happening on the rail. Obviously, not all of those people would be taking the train. It would be a mix. But those are some of the different signs that would point to the ridership demand.
Now, isn't there already something in place that could make this happen? Aren't there already old tracks from back in the day?
Yeah. So those tracks haven't had passenger rail service on them since 1971. But they're still owned by CSX. CSX operates freight rail service in the corridor. And they do see regular rail traffic. It's just not passenger rail traffic.
So, I bet you that's those freight trains that stop me at Hagedorn Road when I'm coming into East Lansing to visit my daughter at Michigan State. Big, long, going right into East Lansing and onward with great, big, long, no passengers, just lots of boxcars. Can that be upgraded?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. That's a lot easier transition to make than having to purchase new land and lay new tracks. Mm. We just got to upgrade what is already there.
And so expense-wise, that would be the next thing. Who do we think would be bearing the expense of this?
So the Amtrak service that runs in Michigan right now is contracted by the state. The cost would come from both a mix of state, federal dollars, local dollars could be used too. It would be a mix of funding sources.
Now, this is incredibly early in the process, but have feelers been put out to Amtrak? Have there been discussions?
We've been mainly discussing this with MDOT because at this stage right now, it's really just looking at the study. In our state rail plan, it was put out in 2011. That's kind of where MDOT kind of laid out. Going forward, these are the different ways that we should look at expanding and improving our rail service in Michigan. And one of the things that they laid out in that rail plan was doing an alternatives analysis and an environmental impact statement for this rail corridor. This study itself, a ridership demand study, is going to kind of pull out the key piece of those studies. Those studies are larger, more in-depth, and also more expensive studies. So if we just look at the ridership portion, that's the most important piece, because why go through all the years of examining the environmental impact if people aren't going to ride it anyway?
What does the Michigan Environmental Council most – what are you most interested in all of this process, the study and the possibility of this rail line?
That's a very good question. So, in fact, a lot of people often say, you know, why are we so heavily involved in this kind of work? And it's not the traditional, you know, conservation or renewable energy kind of thing. But the thing that gets us involved in this is that it gives us a new mode of transportation. Right now, predominantly throughout the state of Michigan, we're limited to one mode of transportation. That's why when you have, you know, an accident on 94 going in Detroit, you know, there's just – what is the other option?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is giving us options and you can take another route.
Right now, is public input important or is it too early for that? What should members of the public who would like to see this happen be doing to support the process?
It's a great question. So, of course, public input is important throughout the entire process. Right now, where we've seen a lot of the public input has been through mainly through social media activity. Once the study gets started, there will be a public engagement portion of the study, as with any planning study. That will largely consist of public forums in the corridor. And in fact, the Michigan by Rail team, which started as a partnership between the Michigan Association of Railroad Passengers and the Michigan Environmental Council, in 2010, we helped MDOT with the public engagement for the state rail plan. And we're going to be doing that again with this study. Essentially, what that consists of is we hold a public forum in cities and towns throughout that corridor. We invite people to come out and share their opinion. Of course, there will also be, you know, an online portion. And then the biggest thing, too, is as a lot of us saw in the recent legislative debate over transportation funding, we do need folks to continue to communicate to their elected officials that investments in transportation infrastructure is very important. How else do we get to work? How else do we, you know, visit our friends and family on the other side of the state? How do we visit the beach in Holland?
And as people cast a nervous eye on the oil situation from the Middle East, particularly with what's going on right now in Iraq, and you see that that's going to be reflected at your pump prices, I think there is a sense of just nervousness about where our gasoline prices are going to be going. So it feeds into this very, very well. What kind of timetable, Dan? What are we looking at? When will the study commence? How long do you think it would take?
Yeah, so the study is going to be probably taking place, I would say, over the next 9 to 12 months. Okay. It's going to be a brief study. Could probably take place in less than 9 months. I think we're going to be ballparking around 6 months. But as far as how long does it take to get from now to having a train on the tracks, we're looking at least 10 years away. Planning, the Achilles heel of the planning process is that it's a game of patience.
It's a game of patience.
So that is, it's a long ways away. This step is really just looking, is that ridership demand there?
So begin to think about what it would be like and to have these three cities connected and having a rail line between Grand Rapids, Lansing, and Detroit, and imagine the possibilities.
Exactly.
Dan Somerville is with the Michigan Environmental Council. Dan, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks so much. My pleasure.